1939, same Finn Balor's was?
No, the same Finn Balor's I'm talking about. That they were established earlier than that in support of that was all on the Bendon Road, right?
Where in Bendon Road, Father
Mary? I don't really know that, but Paddy Daly's living up there, he's, you know, living in Magazine Road, probably he was living there at the time, and I don't think he was because he was originally from the Commons Road. But they then shifted from there out to Killeen's. Now, how the involvement became there, I don't know, but Paddy Cronin, the Fairy Piper, you know?
Right.
And
is Paddy Cronin dead now?
No.
Isn't he? Old Paddy?
He's still alive.
Is he?
He's, I say, around 80 years of age.
Go away.
But they were out there, they sat in Killeen's, they went in Killeen's then, and then they got all the local fellas into the band in Killeen's, and they were called... They were called Killeen's. Anyone in the sound was Killeen's, but in actual fact, they were Finn Balor's.
And they were used to be called Killeen's White Band,
that's right, yeah. So they moved from there in about, it was about 1940, I think. And they moved into Great Room O'Brien Street, up there behind Dunham's Hall.
Mm.
And we all started playing, the lads of the fellas from Killeen's came in and all that business at that particular stage. They were dwindling down and they were changing, they were looking for new recruits at that stage, so we went up and joined the band.
But there couldn't have been many people out in Killeen's, was there?
Killeen's was famous for its tug of war team shirt and all that business.
Cool,
and
yeah.
There was a dance hall there, and Bin Hur, a dance hall in Killeen's.
Was it Bin Hur?
That was the name of it. But the owner of that place was Bin Sullivan, but it was to call him Bin Hur. He was a mason, all the Sullivans were all masons.
And of course, probably from the Shovel Mills as well, was there?
Yeah, the Ingles from the Shovel Mills. They were playing the band.
Ingle?
Ingles, yeah. Jim Ingle and Tom Ingle.
That wasn't a Catholic name, was it?
It was, yeah.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it mostly Catholics who would have been in the band?
Like? Oh, there was never any other thing.
Wasn't there?
No.
Never?
Not that there was never anybody stopped from joining.
I know, yeah. But
there might have been a lot of non-believers, but they weren't.
No, but the reason why I say it like is because pipe bands kind of would be associated with the Presbyterian
yeah.
kind of Scottish side of things, maybe, you know?
Well, there wasn't, we never had one anyway.
Yeah?
We never had one. We might have, as I say, a couple of non-believers, but
right,
we believe there were Catholics one time. But eventually it came in, as I say, in there into Great Room O'Brien Street, and it was there that I joined it at that particular stage.
You were living in Delaney Park?
Delaney Park, I think, yeah. And we started off from there, and Paddy Daly was the instructor and the teacher that we were calling.
And he just taught by rote, is it?
Taught by follow me.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. And started off, but we eventually got into music at the latter stages of it.
And was it Paddy introduced to music as well?
It wasn't. There was a fellow by the name of Billy Casey. He is... he went out to Africa somewhere as in a government job out there. He lived in the Commons World as well. He was a beautiful piper, like.
Great.
But as he started off teaching me the music...
And did he learn in Symphony Bar's first day as well?
He did and he didn't, but he was a self-taught musician. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of... got it going, but eventually then it got in on a lighter scale. There was about 50% of the band used to play music and the other 50 like it just follow on, you know what I mean?
So half the band members wouldn't be players at all?
They'd be playing.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't be playing to the system, to the perfectionist way of playing it with grace notes and all that kind of stuff.
So it was fairly loose, like?
It was loose, but I don't remember what's his name. What do you call him? More of... Armstrong Memorial, what was his name, the Pipe Major, he's dead now, who said that he had a few in his band that weren't reading music either, and they were all Ireland champions.
Mm-hmm.
But he says they didn't bring in any grace notes, they just played the major notes, and that was it, like.